This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. All right, we're going to get to these clips at the top of the hour. I want to pose two questions to you, Jake, and to the listeners at home. And if there's anything else off the text line as they're responding to this, let me know. Number one, should Matt Rhule have kicked the field goal on the opening drive versus go for it? I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your thoughts, Jake. Number two, is the special teams unit now our strongest unit on the team? Is that the unit you have the most confidence in? Let me know your thoughts. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
So here's my answer. While people are texting in, and Jake can give yours, and then we can go through the text, take a break, and get to the clips we got. Personally, I'm about as aggressive a person as you're going to find when it comes to I would almost rather lose being aggressive than win being conservative. Like, that's just how I am. In basketball, when I'm coaching, we're going to press. In football, we're going to blitz. On offense, I was the only team in our league that ran a no-huddle offense. We literally had 10 plays, and we ran them over and over and over. We played one team. They were huge. My gosh, they were huge. And they were out of shape. They literally tried to sub all 11 defenders while we're in the middle of no huddle. We ran a play on air. They tried to sub 11 out, 11 in, and we ran the play on air for a touchdown.
Nice.
Like, we're going to attack, 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 attack. That's me. Baseball, softball, we're going to steal. We're going to run. We're going to hit and run. I'm not big on making kids learn. You know, I want to learn how to hit so we don't bunt a ton until they get older. That being said, I would have kicked the field goal on the first drive because you go right down the field, you put points on the board, you feel good, you got some momentum, here we go. That being said, everything I just said, and I'm going to get on a coach for being aggressive, even though I wouldn't have made that particular call in that particular moment, I have no problem with Matt Rhule being aggressive. If we convert and score a touchdown, he's a genius. Hindsight 2020, it didn't work. Some people just don't like the shovel pass to Lindmeyer as the play call. Okay, all right, we can debate that too. We only got so much time in this show. I'm not going to debate the play call. I am fine with him going for it. I personally would not have because I would have been like, man, we got so much, I don't want to say voodoo that we got to overcome, but let's just get some positive juju going right out the gate. That would have been me. As far as is the special teams unit, the unit I have the most confidence in. It's tough because I still wish our return units were giving us more. That's my only hesitation. Like, Kyle Cunanan's clearly a good field goal kicker. We clearly have good coverage units. And Archie's, by the time he's done here, man, he might be one of the few punters that gets drafted in the NFL draft by the time he's done, okay? I don't remember kicking a ball out of bounds on kickoff on Saturday, so that was better. Like, our kicking and coverage units are really good. Our kickoff return units, we had one kick for 23-yard return up until Saturday. We would have had more success fair catching and just taking the ball at the 25, but I like the attitude of let's return the ball. Let's do this. Let's make them tackle us. We had three punt returns for 21 yards on Saturday. I love Ja'Cory Barney. He had the one 20-yard punt return. Yeah, the other one he unfortunately decided to take, I think, at our 3-yard line. Okay, I love his aggressiveness, though. How do you not love that kid? Just the way he plays. Not even his ability, but how he plays. Not his ability to play, but his ability to play and how he plays. Love that kid. But three punt returns for an average of 7 yards. I don't know what our strongest unit is yet. It's either the offense or the special teams. But I'm curious what your thoughts are on those two things, what people say off the text line, and then we'll go to hour two of the Adam Carriker Show.
Yeah, it's been an interesting, just to watch Matt Rhule throughout his time at Nebraska. I think year one, you know, he might have went for it. It kind of, and then you kind of sit back and they maybe lost a few games like that. Kirk Ferentz certainly would have kicked the field goal, right? It's kind of the Big yes. Ten West way. And so I think he kind of learned that through year one and then kind of was going to go with that in year two. Then Holgorsen comes in and Holgorsen's kind of a go for it type of guy. Yes. And he's convinced him a little bit more on that. So it's kind of funny just to see the progression, even though Matt Rhule's been a coach for a long time, just to kind of see how he's coaching that sort of spot within the Big Ten. You know, I don't really mind going for it, especially the ball's at the 7. You force them to have a long field. They looked excellent on that drive. I mean, that was the best drive perhaps of the game. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those scripted plays can be, but, you know, with the shovel pass to Lindenmeyer, a pretty good call. It wouldn't be necessarily what you're expecting for the Michigan defense. They did defend it well. They stopped it. So I don't mind it. I just don't like people going back and say you lost by three. That's why you lost.
Yeah.
There's so much different things that happened throughout that game. And by the way, the whole philosophy of I'm going to go for it, you know, at the 7 yard line worked. They got the field goal attempt that they needed. You know, it was just playing the field position battle. So I didn't mind that whatsoever. I don't think it's one reason at all why Nebraska lost that game. But the Big Ten West way of doing it would have been kicking that field goal because at that time, you don't know if the game is going to be 43-35 or 13-10, right? So I can understand why people go back to that. But they ultimately won that field position battle by having another opportunity to kick another field goal down the line. As far as special teams, they get less times to make the mistake, right? You don't get as many plays out there. So right now I'd say so, but you know, if they run out there and play like the defense, for instance, you know, there's always going to be plays that you want back, but they had like six bad plays, but they played, you know, 50, whatever it is. And the special teams has maybe, you know, 10. So yeah, I'll give the special teams the credit for now, but you know, they have less opportunities to screw it up.
I love several things you said, the pointing out the field position battle, pointing out things about special teams. I love that you said the Big Ten West way of doing things. That's like my favorite thing out of all the good things you point out. Anything off the text line before we go to break real quick?
2280 says, not taking 3 point isn't the reason you lost. I'm confused. You lose by scoring less points. So he's maybe would have taken the field goal. Unmasked Texter is still mad at number 57. 5299 says, overall, I agree with going for it on fourth down to stay aggressive. Also, you got what you wanted defensively in the fact that they went three and out. You had a good field position after the punt. Unfortunately, the second possession, we missed the field goal. That's the 3 points that hurt more than the decision to go for it on the first possession. So kind of going through our thoughts there, too. I think that's all the responses we have on that topic for now. Well, there's one. 6913 should have kicked the field goal. We struggled with a couple yard runs near the goal line all year against lesser opponents in Michigan. Easy to say in hindsight, though.
If Kunanen makes the field goal, because a lot of that was due to the field position that we were given by when we didn't make it and we pinned them at their, they actually got the ball at their 5. And we got the ball at their 34. Didn't do much with it, but we were pretty much in field goal range.
Yeah.
If he makes it, maybe we feel differently. Maybe not. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we come back. A lot more to talk about. Don't go anywhere. Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show when we return.